got Josh Groban in studio this morning. We were just live on Good Day LA.
I've been exposing myself all morning. You can't see that.
You have, but in a wonderful way. And thank you, Josh, for sharing so much.
Boy, I think that Julian was trying to hit on you big time there.
That's, you know, I've been watching the show for a while, and it's been a dream of mine, so it's great.
Yeah, that's okay. That's right. And let me tell you, that girl swings on a vine, if you know what I'm saying. We have no idea which side of the fence she lands on. But it's exciting for everybody, I guess.
Yeah, that was fun. You guys are having a good time this morning. We've had a wonderful breakfast with Josh Groban. And
I'm full.
Are you?
Great. Yeah. That was delicious.
Yeah, cool.
Josh, thank you so much for being here. You're at the Greek Theater Friday and Saturday night.
Yes.
What is going on for you in future recording as far as your third album? I know that you're already thinking that
absolutely.
Way,
songs. Absolutely. I've already started thinking and working on the third album, and it's so exciting. Being on the road, you get so many inspirations. It's
and
great.
What kind of material are you looking to do for your third album?
At the moment, I'm really kind of interested in finding some things that really tap into the kind of the world music element. I'm going to be traveling to South Africa very soon to do some concerts there, and I hope to also pick up some musical things for the album over there too. So,
how would you do that? Would you just turn the radio on when you get there? Musicians in that community know you're going to be there, and they'll hook up with you.
You know, sometimes it's as simple as turning on the radio. I heard You Raise Me Up in Ireland 3 years ago on a radio station in a taxi, and it just was in the back of my mind. And so, you know, it really depends.
You heard that song performed by someone else?
It has been done by one other person in Ireland a long time ago.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, so.
How interesting. So everywhere you go, you can hear different versions of that.
Sure.
Interesting.
So then would your third album still contain the multi-language that you do? People call you still very classical influences.
Right. I think that I owe it to my past influences, and I owe it to pay homage to those influences that got me started, and to keep doing that, and to keep working with different languages and the classical inspiration.
Has anybody done a dance version of any of your songs? You know, I mean, listen, Umberto Gattica, has worked with Celine Dion, and there, you know, some of those songs have been turned into kind of dance.
It's a crazy business, and you know, it's. For all I know, it could have been done. So every once in a while, yeah, I'll get CDs of DJs who've mixed it and put a, you know, into it, you know. But I did a remix once, and it was awful. And so I tend to not do that a lot on my own. But other people do it all the time.
Yeah.
When former President Ronald Reagan passed away, we put together a wonderful
piece
with, and Nancy Reagan wrote us a letter thanking us and being very inspired by your music.
She is an extraordinary lady, and it's been really, really great to meet her.
I don't think we've ever seen such an artist touching, you know, teenagers.
Right, so many different generations. But you talked about music being the universal language.
It is. Yeah. So no, I mean, the letters that I received and the people that I'm able to meet when I see that connection, it's why I do what I do.
Yeah, and I talked with a musician who is a huge pop fan. And I told him, I said, you know, we're going to have Josh Groban on the air with us in a breakfast. And I said, you as a musician, what is it about Josh Groban that hits you? And this guy he's a professional, mm-hmm. makes a great living in music. And he said, you know what? It's stupid to say, but I'll say it. It is real music. And I think that it is, that's so simple, but your music, whether you're singing English, French, German.
Are you going to do a German song? Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I don't think German is a romantic language, but,
you
know.
You can do the pop pop.
Yeah, exactly. Mein Liebchen.
But you know, Josh, really your music's good. The real deal, and he as a man is the real deal, isn't he, ladies? I mean, you're just so down to earth and
thanks,
like everybody's kid brother. I mean, you're just so sweet that way.
Well, thanks.
So it hasn't gone to your head yet. What's the one way that you have spoiled yourself since you've gained all this success?
I bought a sports car.
Yeah.
All
what did
right.
you buy? What kind?
I bought a seal gray Porsche 911 2004.
Oh, my word.
He's the man there.
How many tickets so far?
Three.
You have your own? Yeah, there you go. And the problem is that, you know, he goes, it's like, who are you? Josh Groban.
Yeah.
anybody recognize you and say, hey, listen, slow down. It's sunset here.
Not on the way to Vegas, they don't know.
Yeah, oh, I know. Nice.
Did they ask you if your daddy bought it for you?
No, I don't think so.
You know, and just one final question. You know, your life has really changed in the last 3-4 years. You know, the friends that you grew up with, mm-hmm. You know, how does your celebrity affect them? Has there been anything negative that way at all with
Sure. I mean, there has been negative, but I think the nice thing about it is that you know, your real friends are the ones that understand when you have to be away for a while and understand you know, what's happening in your life, and you know, I'm just as understanding to them. I think that sometimes you know, you find your truest friends when you're in a situation that's very different. And so many of my friends that I grew up with are still very, very close friends.
That's good.
Well, I can tell you that here's an artist sitting right next to me who you are going to know for years to come. You have so much on the horizon at you know, being 23 years
yep.
old. Congratulations, and God has blessed you with an unbelievable talent.
Thank you very much.
And you know, we're happy to be there in the beginning.
You certainly were, and I cannot thank you both enough for just being just incredible supporters and for being there from the beginning.
We're hoping to be there in the end.
Yes.
15.
Yep.
Everyone, how about it? Josh Groban joining us this morning.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Very fun.
We look forward to many more CDs and many more visits, Josh.
You got it. Anytime.
It's 8:50, 10 minutes away from...